What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast, powered by the Black Mirror to Debt-Free Network. Thank you. We are glad you all are here. It's been a few weeks. We shouldn't have left you without a dope pod to step to. We have been doing a lot of... This is the gym season for our daughter, and she's been doing a lot of meets. She just had one, the state meet, where she competed last weekend. So we just been dealing with the kids and dealing with life, but we've been keeping our ear to the street, and we have a few things to talk about. I have a few things to talk about on the Quick Cast. If you're new to the Black Mirror Debt-Free Podcast, the podcast is usually drops every Sunday night, Monday morning. And the Quick Cast is the midweek dose where I get to come on by myself and talk about anything I want to talk about for as long as I want to talk about that thing, right? It could be pop culture, it could be finance, marriage, relationships, anything. But it's usually centered around the economy. And I kind of take more complex economic topics and just bring them down to bite-sized pieces. So today we're going to be talking about planes falling out of the sky. We're going to be talking about inflation isn't, you know, inflation is pretty much doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger and saying, "I'll be back," right? We're going to talk about that. And we'll talk about, maybe some other things. We'll see. But let's start with inflation. If you've been investing in the stock market this year or paying attention to the stock market, you know that it's been lit. This has been a great year for the overall stock market. Shire and I invest heavily in the S&P 500 index through Vanguard, also through Fidelity. And we invest in the total stock market index through Fidelity and Vanguard. And it's been a good year. It's been a historic year, many will say. Well, that may change for a short period of time based on the incoming CPI data. The stock market today says U.S. stocks go nowhere ahead of CPI data. The CPI report is a report that describes or tracks inflation, right? It compiles all of the data, and the CPI report is very informative on where we are with inflation, and where we are with inflation determines what the Federal Reserve will do with the overall interest rates. We've gone through how they throttle interest rates up and down depending on what they want the economy to do. This is one of their best tools. When inflation is high, they'll bring the interest rates high, which makes it harder for you to borrow money. But it quells spending, right? It stops folks from borrowing so much money and in turn circulating so much money and spending money. And that practice essentially lowers inflation, because inflation is something you feed, right? When we are buying, when folks are buying new cars, new homes, clothes, jewelry, goods, services, when we buy those things, it feeds inflation because people are greedy. And if I know that people are got money to spend, I'm going up on my prices, right? As a property owner, me and Shire incrementally go up on our rents because we know you got it, right? If you're paying more for this, if you're paying more for that, hey, that means you could probably pay more for rent. So that's just how inflation works. Now, if people stop spending and there's not as much money in circulation, we might not raise our rent for this year, right? So that is the idea behind the CPI report. So what that does in turn, high inflation based on a CPI report may trigger a raise in the interest rates from the Federal Reserve, which triggers the market to freeze, right? Because the stock market is, it reacts to the goings on of the economy. It's based on trust and feeling, right? If we feel the economy is healthy and people are spending and interest is low, the stock market does great. It's based on optimism. When there's pessimism as to, man, are they going to raise interest rates and spending will slow down in the economy, then the markets will sometimes drop as a result. And so that's what we're seeing. So based on this article in Yahoo Finance, it says stocks has become marooned. So let's see what marooned, the definition of that. That's a term I haven't heard before. But I'm thinking in between red and black, right? Stocks have marooned ahead of the release of the Consumer Price Index, the CPI report, on Wednesday. Seen as a pivotal point for the market facing a slower next leg higher after a strong first quarter. So we had a historic first quarter. We're trying to see where is this going to go. And a CPI report looming is kind of got things in a frozen state. Investors have become increasingly less convinced the Federal Reserve will deliver on their 3 rate cuts it has projected for this year. Given the persistent show of strength in the U.S. economy, that's what the Federal Reserve was basing it on. The economy was looking better. You know, inflation was down. Hey, we're going to cut some of this. We're going to make 3 cuts this year to interest rates because we've been raising interest rates for 2 straight years, right? So that has intensified the focus on the CPI report for March and any sign that inflation has begun to cool, right? We want inflation to cool so that the Federal Reserve will cool. Meanwhile, fading rate cut hopes have helped push up the 10-year Treasury yield near its five-month high. Another potential headwind for stocks, with the 5% level seen as the key point of concern, the benchmark yield slipped Tuesday to trade around 4.37. So that's a benchmark that they use to measure the health of the stock market. And it's kind of waiting to see what the Federal Reserve is going to do. So it says stocks go nowhere ahead of inflation data. U.S. stocks wobble to end a largely uneventful trading session as investors await a critical inflation report due early Wednesday. So we're all just kind of patiently waiting, patiently watching. If you've been following us, Black Mary Did Free is, you know, our my simple slogan or simple strategy for building wealth is spend less than you earn, save for an emergency, and invest for the rebound, or invest when you can. And so hopefully you've been investing in this stock market and seeing some of these gains. But if you are doing that, don't let these conversations scare you. My mentality for the stock market is I'm always going to be investing. I'm always going to be putting money in because when it's low, I'm buying more stocks. I'm buying more shares. When it's high, I'm seeing the benefits from when I bought low. So when we see the market maybe tinkering down, that's good for your new purchases. And when the stock market is going up, that's good for your old purchases, right? But you could only experience that vortex when you stay in it. If you're trying to time it, if you're trying to get in, get out, get in, get out, take and put some money in, put some money out, you're playing the game wrong. The stock market has to be something you stay in long term and you contribute consistently in. So just wanted to encourage you there. Yo, man, we got to talk about these planes. We got to talk about these planes. Before we do that, like, work has also been something that me and Shire have been dealing with heavy. We're feeling the grind of work. I can speak for Shire. She's recently got a new position and, you know, thank God for that. But it's more demanding on her. And my job has pretty much evolved into a whole nother job, essentially, right? That is more demanding, more just like fatiguing mentally. And so we're both pretty fatigued. And we have a vacation coming in May that, oh man, we really need this, y'all. We really need this reset. And so we're excited about the vacation. We're going to be, you know, jumping on an airplane, taking the kids, and man, I just can't wait for this reset. But with that said, I'm getting a little scared because these airplanes, y'all, are bugging out. Houston, we have another problem. A flight to Houston, Texas, had to make an emergency landing after the engine cover of a Southwest flight fell off Sunday. Thankfully, all passengers and crew returned safely, but this incident adds to the concern to the concerns about Boeing aircrafts. Shares of Boeing are down 0.56% and are nearly down negative 30% this year. I know some head honchos at Boeing have recently stepped down, but there's a documentary on Boeing. I forget on what platform it's on, but Boeing is having a lot of problems. And I think of airplanes similarly to the way I think of rental properties, right? The goal is to make money and to not have major repairs or have to do, you know, to get the most out of your asset. In this situation, it's an airplane. In our situation, it's a house, right? So we just had a leak, a home that had a leak. And it was like, you're just like, man, I hope I don't have to get a new roof. I hope I don't have to get a new roof. I want it repaired for the tenant. I want the tenant to have a good living situation, right? But you're calculating your loss as well. Like, if somebody got to lose, I don't want it to be me, right? And I think any business owner thinks that way. And so when I see these airplanes, I'm thinking Boeing, and you hear reports and you hear rumblings that they kind of just throw these planes out there, right? Even from when it comes to manufacturing, they're skipping steps. And then when the planes are in circulation, some of the maintenance isn't kept up, right? You're keeping planes circulation. I mean, some of the planes we get on, y'all, these planes are Honda 09 Honda Civics. I mean, these planes are old. They are in the air for decades, and we're starting to see the wear and tear. And I think a lot of times the company thinks, okay, is it going to cost me more to employ folks to prevent these problems, or is it going to cost me more to just pay out a lawsuit in the event something terrible happens? And I honestly believe that Boeing they start to weigh what's it going to cost them more money. And if it costs me less to pay out families after a tragedy than it does to have these standards, quality standards, then I'll just do that. And it's sad because the airplane industry is essential to the United States of America's economy. It's just as essential as any other thing. That's why the government always bails them out when we're having a tough go at it economically. Because this is vital. People have to get around. People have to get from here to here to here to here. And when they can't, there's a problem. So it's sad that they get so much bailout money, but then they're seemingly taking shortcuts on their quality standards. And so, man, we just gotta be prayed up, I guess, when we get in the air. I mean, I've flown now, man, more times than I've flown more in the past 5 years than I did in my first 33 years. And so, you know, it's just a little bit scary, you know what I mean? But in all these cases, even with the door flying off the hinges and all that, it looks like the passengers were safe. But man, when you get in that plane and that thing takes off, you just know if something goes wrong, I'm going to see the Lord. So that's a scary thought to have, but just be safe out there, you know. Say your prayers before you get on the plane and safe travels. But we definitely going to be keeping an eye on that. So that's all I really had for today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, do us a huge favor, y'all. Give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. And till next time, we out. Peace.